Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey there, welcome back to another episode of Foot Traffic. Today we are doing a strategizing with Stacey, which means I am bringing on clients to get their questions answered. So I always tell people, listen in. You can get so much goodness from somebody else asking a question. One of the reasons that I'm a big believer in being in a group coaching program or a mastermind is versus just private coaching is sometimes you don't know what question to ask. And somebody else's question could be the exact question you should have asked and the answer you need to hear. All right. So let's jump in. Alyssa, I'm going to bring you on. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi, Stacey. How are you?
How are you?
Good.
Do me the biggest favor, real quick, just say what your business is so people kind of get a little bit of a backstory, even though I know who you are, and then we'll jump into your question.
Absolutely. Okay. So, hey everyone, my name is Alyssa New, and I help women with stress, sleep, and emotions with two powerful tools, the Enneagram and essential oils. So, Stacey, okay, before we jump into my questions, I just wanted to tell you that I had the most amazing call with Michelle this morning.
Amazing.
And I told her how much I love the traffic code, but I wanted to reiterate that on this call because seriously, it's been amazing.
Thank you for sharing. Michelle is one of our head coaches and she teaches on Facebook and Instagram ads. And that's what Alyssa's talking about. That makes me so happy. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, all right. Of course.
Yeah, go for it.
So, okay. So I'm planning to start running ads today, hopefully. Okay. Michelle is going to help me with one other thing that we were just working on during the call that we couldn't get to. But anyway, once I do that, what is a good conversion rate or target for my freebie? So it's the 7 ways to reduce stress and anxiety. I made some tweaks based on my conversation with Michelle, but I'm looking for like what percentage should I look for?
Okay. I would love for you to shoot for 40%, knowing that you might not hit it right away. You might come back and say, 24% are opting in, right?
Right.
You've got to figure out like, where are we starting with? And you could knock it out of the park. Sometimes we have people try it and they're like, I'm getting 45%. I'm not sure why the other 55 aren't converting. We're like, right. That's actually phenomenal. Not everybody's going to convert. So I would say, put it out there, see what happens. Knowing like 40 is what we're looking for, but don't be upset if you come back and it's like 10 or 12 or 20, we've got to see where we're at to figure out where the disconnect is. Okay.
Perfect.
But it sounds like a great title, so I'm not too concerned. Like, it sounds like you're on the right track. You know your person. So let's see what happens.
Okay. Awesome.
Cool.
All right. So I guess on that topic, from the 7 ways to reduce stress and anxiety, I'm hoping that they'll hop on a free webinar that I'm hosting next weekend. And the title of that is just Stress, Sleep, and Emotions, using essential oils. And so I'm wondering if I should have on my thank you page for that opt-in, have like before you go, you know, and then lead them to my webinar landing page. What are your thoughts and how should I tweak my messaging so that it makes sense?
Okay. Couple things. So first, because it's live, right? We only get to do this for a tiny bit before it's done. So you absolutely could. Now, you already have their opt-in. So you could email them on the first email, letting them know, mark your calendar, save the date. Next week, I have this free training and you're going to love it. And you don't even have to get them to opt in. You could send them info on it because you have their email.
Right.
Okay. Exactly. So don't make them opt in twice. I think you're good because it's so close. It's not like you're going to be sending them a million emails. Okay.
Perfect.
So you could do that. Then after the webinar is done, you can record it and use it as an on-demand training on that next page. So it could be like, grab my freebie. And then it's like, hey, wait, before you go grab that, why don't you stick around and watch this training I've recently did that I think you're going to love, right? And they just jump right in, press play, videos on that second page.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. One of the conversations I had with Cara was that she recommended I do it live a couple of times, you know, just until we get that a good recording.
Yeah.
So I may I once I get a good recording, I think I'm going to use that strategy.
I totally agree with what Kara is saying because yes, you're right. You might be nervous. You might fumble. Like you might be like, why did I say that? Like I shouldn't have said that. Right. Yeah. So just know though, that if you're going to be running ads and if you're not stopping the ads when the webinar is done, you're going to have ads running to an old webinar. So you got to be careful what your email says. So just think of all the things where you're saying something live because you have to go tweak it. Or if you just go to shut the ad off the day that you don't want it to run, you've got time to fix it and turn it back on. I wouldn't turn off an ad that's working well though. If you come back and you're like, I'm getting great leads, they're super cheap, I wouldn't turn that webinar off. I'd fix that page to make it relevant to what needs to happen the day of the webinar.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. That sounds good. So, and I know you've kind of mentioned this a couple of times with the emails. So I'm still working on my nurture sequence. And I actually had kind of like a follow-up question to one of the calls from earlier this week. So with the nurture sequence, I think one of your recommendations was to pull information from the webinar, I guess. I guess that's where I was a little bit confused. Pulling kind of content from there to not really dive too deep into on the nurture sequence, but kind of tease a little bit of a teaser, some informational, I guess. Can you clarify what that nurture sequence should look
like? I'm a tiny bit confused. So you're asking me so we're trying to get them on the webinar. So you're saying, okay, so if I'm trying to get them on the webinar, yes, I am teasing what's to come, what's happening. I do this all the time and you'll notice it now that I say it. So if I'm on a 5-day training or even just a podcast, but I want you to listen to next week, I might go, okay, so one of the four main parts of something is X, Y, Z. And listen, we don't have time to talk about that today, but we're going to get to number four on Tuesday, or we're going to get to number four over, right? So it's like, I give you enough to be like, oh, that sounds like I want it. And then I'm like, well, Alyssa, you're gonna have to wait.
Right.
That's not coming up for 3 more days. Right. So it's like, how do you tease what's happening and then moving forward?
Perfect. Okay.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Cool. Brooke says she's not hearing sound. Is anybody else hearing sound? There's been quite a few people on here for a while that I would assume they can hear. So let me know in the comments if people can hear. All right, keep going, Alyssa.
Perfect. So let's see. What other questions? I'm just getting down on my list here. All right. So I guess switching gears.
Yeah.
Well, actually, let's stay on that for a second. Okay. So with the webinar, I know that you're just so good at like using those teasers and like helping people realize what they don't have or maybe what they need that you offer.
Yeah.
So can you maybe give me some tips for that webinar in terms of like seeding the essential oil? There are 4 oils basically that I'm going to, have at the end as an offer.
So when I look at a pitch or a presentation or where I'm really selling, I'm looking at what am I selling? What are the features? And I'm pretty much presenting on that the entire time. So by the time I go to tell you what you need, you're sold on what it is we're doing. So if I'm trying to sell essential oils, that's what you're trying to sell?
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If I'm trying to sell essential oils, I've already seeded into like, you know, the certain oils that are going to get me better sleep or like the way that I should do it. Like I literally have, like, just to show you, I literally have an essential oil, like roll on here, right? Like the more you can educate on like what you can use, and I have my diffuser over there and like how you can do this and all of that. Right. By the time you go to tell me, and by the way, here's my special, or here's what I have today, or here's what I'm doing, I'm already convinced I need the oils. And now you just told me you sell the oils. Okay.
Right. Okay.
So when you're saying like the promise is better sleep, better mood, better this, and I'm there to get that result. And I'm like writing down like, oh, I need rose essential oil. And she's saying I should get this one. And like, that would be cool for that. And then all of a sudden you hit me with, and here's where you can buy this stuff. I'm in.
Perfect.
So I think you've got it. Like when I heard your title, when I saw the promise, like all of this was making sense to me.
Perfect. Okay. Okay. Awesome.
You're cool. Doing it. Like you're definitely modeling it correctly. I think you're going to do this great.
Awesome.
Cool.
So
let's do last question and then we'll wrap up.
Sure. So I guess we'll stick with that same topic. Okay. Can maybe we talk about some other options that for like the bite-sized bundle, I want to find a way to monetize this on the front end to kind of offset that ad spend. Okay. So can you maybe help me
think of something? Are you going to sell anything besides oils? Are you going to sell any sort of course or something to go with it?
So that, not the course to go with it. Kara and I have talked about a lot, actually, about using the Enneagram as kind of like a first, like an intro to me and like, just like, you know, like, I don't know, having a mini course on the Enneagram and then eventually that leading to the stress and anxiety funnel. Because each type has a certain, you know, stress.
Yeah, perfect.
That they go to. Yeah.
Okay. So if you want to lead with the Enneagram, what I want you to do is map out those three tiers right away. So what Alyssa's talking about is a funnel where she can already start to sell something and then tack some things on. We call an order bump and a one-time offer. So you're thinking the first piece is Enneagram, or are you thinking the whole thing is Enneagram and it's like tying it everything?
I think so. I'm going through the bite-sized bundle now, and I'm thinking it's going to be a $17 Enneagram boot camp with an order bump to like for typing guidance, because that's like a thing where people think they're one type, but they're actually another type. Hmm. And then the one-time offer would be a typing consult. But that may be a question we talk about in the bite-sized bundle.
Yeah.
Okay. Bootcamp, because so that I was like, that.
Yeah. I like the idea of the boot camp into the guidance, because I do agree, like there could be confusion there. Mm-hmm. My only thought is the boot camp DIY or is it live?
DIY.
Okay, perfect. I was just going to say having that at the start could be difficult. No, this is perfect. So you've got the bootcamp, you've got the guidance. I think the third tier could be the consult. Or if you're like, I don't know if I want to do one-on-one, then you've got to figure out what else could be digital. And then here's the thing, do some consults, see what questions they're having from the first and second step. And then whatever questions are popping up, make that the third tier where it's pre-recorded DIY. You're not involved at all.
Got it.
That's what I would do.
Okay, cool. Perfect.
That's anything awesome. Okay, else on that?
I'm sure there will be later, but I'll just hop on like a, you know, a laser coaching call.
All right, cool. Perfect. Thanks, Alyssa, Stacey. Let me ask you one thing real quick before you go. What is your favorite thing that you like in Foot Traffic Formula? Everybody has their own preference or different things that they enjoy.
Oh my goodness. Honestly, I'm going to have to say the traffic code. I just binged it this past weekend. But I think there's just so much value there for people, especially just starting out with Facebook ads.
Yeah. Like that course can be hundreds or $1,000. Like it's 100%. A phenomenal Facebook and Instagram course. Cool. Amazing. Yeah. Alyssa, thank you so much for jumping on. Great question.
Thank you so much, Stacey. Talk to you soon.
Bye. All right, you guys. Again, you can see how some of those questions could definitely be applying to you. So be open, listen. What could you be thinking about without getting that shiny object syndrome? Is this a good idea, or is this maybe something I need to put in my parking lot for later? And when I'm ready, ooh, maybe I'll do a bite-sized bundle, or ooh, maybe I'll do this, right? So be careful when you're listening. All right, Adette, bringing you on. Hi, Adette.
Hi, Stacey. How are you doing?
Great. Can you tell people just a quick little snippet about your business, and then we can dive into questions?
Yes. So I'm an online course coach, expert, and I teach others to create and launch online courses.
Amazing. All right. What are your questions for me today?
So many. So you're going to have to stop me as well. So I was racking my brain trying to think what would be the best questions to ask you. And I think the most relevant questions for me right now is I am running a workshop, and I ran the workshop in January. And as you know, it was a successful funnel. It was my 10K funnel.
Yeah. Amazing. Congrats. Because here's the thing, when you can build a 10K funnel, that can scale to 100K. And that's when it's exciting, right? Like you've got a winner. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I was so excited, because I was like, this is my 100K. Yeah, I'm going to do it.
100%. Yeah.
But, and this is now the question. Now I've run exactly the same workshop. I've targeted a different audience, a slightly different audience that was slightly more affordable. And I'm just feeling the energy is very different in this workshop. It's not, it's currently happening right now.
Okay. Bad energy, like worse energy?
I'm feeling, previously I could clearly tell there was going to be students. This time around, I'm not sure if there's going to be students. And I'm feeling like I need to boost the energy and something's not working.
Okay, sounds good. So you're asking me like, what could you do now that you're in it?
Exactly. Okay. We're halfway through it now. Yeah.
Yeah. So remember that it all starts from the top, right? The energy comes from us. So you've got to ask yourself, what can you do to boost your energy? Right. Alyssa's probably nodding like, well, let me get you some essential oil. She's got her little tips, right? But like literally, whether that's like getting clear, sometimes I like I also think we self-sabotage. We say things like, oh, I don't know if there's buyers, when it could be like there's the exact same group and you're completely doing this to yourself and it's 100% in your mind. Do you know what I mean? So anyway, I like to read. Oh, 100%. I like to read mindset books. Like I have like a few favorite books that I'm like, you know what? It's time to kind of regain some confidence here. I'm going to go back and read this book. Like for instance, I will read Jen Sincero. She's the founder of like the Badass Books. So she has a money one. What's the money one? You're a Badass at Making Money, maybe, I think.
Yes.
But anyway, like I read that book a lot and I will read it when I'm going to do a price increase. When I'm a little nervous of like, will they pay this? Will they not? I don't know. Can they afford it? And it's like, I get done with that book and I'm like, yes, they can afford it. Like the right people will grab it and I'm going to put it out there. And like, I need that like remotivation, right? So think about like what could be a great book that resonates with you. Like if you're like, I read the book, did nothing for me. That's not your book, right? Like go find something that feels like good to you. Another thing, and this might sound silly, but even putting on like good music and just like jumping around or like dancing or something before you go on that workshop can change your entire mood and state, right? Mm-hmm. So I think the more you can, like the worst thing you could do, like my team knows, don't give me a client complaint before I'm about to jump on my live bootcamp. Like this is not the energy I need to be bringing. So they are very protective of me during my launch weeks because they know like don't bring anything negative because it will just lower my mood and I have to be energetic and like contagious. Like I want people to literally say your energy is contagious, right? So I do not want the contagiousness of it negative. So what are some ways we can get you up, right? Now, I would move forward and really convince yourself of like the one thing that I didn't like when you said like I changed up the audience. Did you change it because you felt like it was better? Why did you change it?
So how we changed it is basically, so just to give everyone a little bit of context. So I'm in the UK usually. I live in the UK. And so we target a lot of the European, well, I say English speaking countries. We always target on Facebook ads, UK, US, Canada and that. But because I'm South African, I also target the African countries. And usually we separate these audiences a little bit because of affordability reasons. Mm-hmm. And so, but the ads are very affordable if you run into African countries. Okay. So it doesn't mean, to be honest, most of my customers are from African countries as well. So that's not, you know, but I was just thinking.
So why are you telling yourself, why are you telling yourself that this one's bad?
Exactly. Right? And I do think it's like, when you said it was me, I think it was.
I think it is. I think you've decided you've done something different you shouldn't have. And now you're giving all the reasons why they're not energetic and they aren't affording it and they're not ready.
Yeah. No, I totally relate to that. When you said that, I was like, oh, it's definitely that. Yeah. Okay.
So you literally need to just consume like all of the goodness this week to get you back to like, you're amazing. You can sell this. They need you, right? They're waiting for you. Like that's what you need to bring.
Yes. I love that. Yeah. I love that. Okay. I needed that. Okay. Great. Then, well, now because I'm in that mode, obviously, then I started questioning my strategy and I was like, okay, so maybe I need to switch it up. Maybe it's not working for me now.
Okay. So what happens is that first original thought is so dangerous because now you're spiraling into like fix this and fix it. It's like, what are you fixing? You don't even know if something's broken and you're fixing. And you're fixing a launch that was successful last time. Yeah. That's the scary part. You don't even have data to a reason to fix something because nothing's been broken yet. You're like breaking it before you can let it break itself.
That's right. Okay.
I know it's crazy. I do it too. I'm not judging. I do it too. But I think that's the launch thing, isn't it? Oh,
because that's what I was going to ask you with your boot camp. I know that you switched up your boot camp and you know changed it to the Drive More Traffic boot camp, but you had the 30-day version. And so you know, I know you tested it for a while until you decided to switch it up. So when was that point when you decided I'm going to switch it up?
Yeah. So month. I don't know. I mean, we were just not happy with it every month. It was doing okay. It was converting. I don't want people to think like it wasn't converting. It was, but it was just not like enough, or we felt like we were losing people because it was just too long, right? So I want to say like month five, probably even month four, we were like, what are we going to do? What's our next plan? And then month five, we said, you know what? Let's move forward and try something else and split test. So month five, we then announced that month six in the boot camp was the last one live. And our thought was maybe we'll just keep it and we'll run it as a DIY course, right? But what happened was when we said that and then we experimented with the five-day boot camp at the same time. So literally we had a five-day boot camp running while a 30-day boot camp was running. So just to see, I didn't give up without a winner beating it. Like why would you give up on something converting when you have nothing that's beating it? That's where I'm like, you hear me say to Foot Traffic Formula members, I'm like, wait, why did you stop that funnel? Wait, what's happening here? You got rid of it, but it was working, but you're doing something better. So you have nothing running right now. So we practice what we preach. We had them both running at the same time. The December 30-day versus the December 5-day was like night and day. What are we doing? We are never running that 30-day again. This is gold, right? So we ran at the same time. As soon as the split test beat it, we dropped it. Okay.
Okay.
So that's kind of what I want you thinking about. There's no red flags for me yet with you. Like nothing has happened quite yet. I think you're almost predicting it's going to be broken. So now you're ready thinking backup plan. You have all the signs of self-sabotage.
I know. Because I was like thinking, because remember, I don't know if you remember, I asked you in our previous coaching session, what can I downsell? Because I think I need to, I wanted to have something ready this time because my previous launch, I didn't have any downsell offers. And I thought maybe I could do, you know, still do that for this people that, you know, a day after maybe my doors close. Do you think that's still a good idea though? Okay.
Just yes, to have a you downsell. Can. Yeah, just know the downsells never work as well as we hope, but they do bring in some extra money. People are so excited about the main offer that the downsells are sometimes like, but I don't want the downsell. Like I wanted that thing and I can't afford that thing, right? So they don't get it. It's like we throw a pity party. Mm-hmm. But then you will get a few people to say, you know what? Yeah, I'll take that temporarily until I can figure this out. So don't pour all your energy into the downsell because the real moneymaker is the launch itself, right? The downsell is like the extra, the little bit of money maybe left in the table. So just make sure you fully maximize the launch before you focus on the downsell, because the downsell is going to be this big compared to the launch numbers.
Yeah. And then the final question on that. Okay. If I am to do that, which I will now do that, is should I get, so I've heard you say that you had your team, you know, you'll try to reach out to people a little bit and engage and try to tag them a little bit more. Are those good tips? And because I have a few of my students, previous students helping me out as well as coaches.
Yeah.
So, you know, should we just kind of make people aware of training videos and reach out 100%. To them maybe directly?
Yeah. So people love it. Obviously, how do I say this? When somebody is like trying to give you the cold shoulder and they're like not interested, let them be. But literally somebody will say like, thank you for taking me. I love when you take me daily. I need the reminder. It's like, great. She loves it. Keep going. Right. But when sometimes somebody might literally say, could you not take me in this? Like, that'd be amazing. Great. No problem. You're not interested. We get it. Like we've heard it. We get it. We're moving on. But I would say most of them like it. So yes, definitely be doing that if you can. It helps with show up and engagement and all of that.
Okay. Awesome.
Cool.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Do you have anything else to wrap up?
Yes.
Are you feeling good?
So, I'm considering doing another offer, another funnel next month, but just because I have nothing running every single day and I need to get something up and running every day.
I
wanted to do a bite-sized bundle. Would you say that is the better funnel to do next, or should I do something like a webinar funnel next? Because I do have a webinar-ish ready.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, okay, that could lead to list building and call booking and then people in my program.
I think for you, just because I know you and I know what you're up to, I would say go with the bite-sized bundle and start making money every day in between those launches.
Yes.
Sound good?
That's definitely something that will be great. Yeah. Okay, awesome.
And we can work on like what that would be together and stuff. Just come back and ask me questions on inside of the program.
Cool. Yeah, I'd love that. Thank you.
Yeah. Adette, can I ask you before you run, what do you enjoy most about Foot Traffic Formula? Like what is something that you like? Everybody has different.
So many things, but what I've loved about it from the beginning is just obviously seeing how you run your program, Stacey. I think it's very impressive. Learning from someone like you with experience and businesses is amazing for me as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I love the program support, obviously. And the one thing that stood out for me that I went on and on and on about was your social media manager hiring a process, which I ran myself. I had, and I loved the entire experience. I thought it was brilliant. It was brilliant.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Thanks for jumping on. I cannot wait to see you in the program, and we'll continue working on the bite-sized bundle. All right.
Excellent. Bye, Dad. Thanks.
All right, you guys, we have one more up and then we're wrapping up today. Wendy, I'm bringing you on next. Hi, Wendy.
Hello.
Hi, Wendy. Good. What I'd love for you to do is give everybody just a little 30-second backstory on your business, and then we'll jump into questions.
Totally. So I'm an event planner and a producer. So I basically help clients tell their stories better through events and media. And it's all radically changed in the last year. So I'm kind of learning how to pivot. And because I don't offer anything in the digital space in terms of yet, mm-hmm. I'm kind of learning how to, I'm like running while I'm doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, so, absolutely. We actually just talked about you this morning. You posted something inside of Bite Size Bundle. Yes. And so we'll see if any of this comes up, but we were literally just talking about you, the team, and I this morning. So ask me your questions and we'll see where we go. Yeah.
Okay. So, basically it is about the bite size bundle. And I know that we had a chance to speak a little bit earlier, so I'm going to repeat some of that just for people to follow my journey.
Cool.
So at first I was wrestling with the, how can I do a bite size bundle with all of the event planning stuff that I offer? However, what was causing me to pause is I really don't want to teach people how to do events, especially because things are so different right now. Most of the world is virtual. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to become another expert at virtual when I really do want to continue hosting events.
Yeah.
So what I've done, have you seen the video that I put out, the video that talks about retreats and small gatherings?
I don't think I have.
So you guys did the done for you funnel for me.
Oh yeah.
Which was so great.
And I always show it. I don't know that I've watched the video inside of there. Now I can't think about it.
Yeah. So the video is 3 minutes if you have time on a lazy evening. So I talk about this new normal of events have been canceled until further notice, but a new normal doesn't have to be all bad. Imagine small events like small weddings, small retreats, dinner parties with your like closest friends.
Yeah.
And what I really want to go after is the retreat space, because I really think that who I am and what I can offer can actually offer community support, faith building aspects, as well as like a fully curated retreat experience.
Okay. When you say retreat, who are you picturing? Can you give me an example? Because I can go a couple different ways with that.
Absolutely. So, and then I can explain a little bit more, but, so I recently wrote a devotional that's 25 days of navigating through the waiting.
Okay.
And a lot of it has to do with faith aspects.
Okay.
When you feel like God's given you a vision for something, mm-hmm. or whether you're married and you desperately want kids, but it's been 5 years, or you're single and you're still waiting to get married.
Yeah.
All the things that we feel like we wait on in life. And I think there's a way that I can do this bite-sized bundle where I do the 25-day devotional.
Okay.
Then potentially an order bump of an audiobook.
Okay.
Then a one-time offer of 25 days, like do-it-yourself e-course, 25-day videos to go along with the journal.
Okay.
And then the big like splash at the end would be, but if I've offered you all of these tools, I'd be leaving out the best part, which is community, if you couldn't do that in person together at a retreat.
So wait, what are they? They're not getting a retreat at the end, or they are getting a retreat?
So the retreat would be at the end, kind of, if I'm interpreting this right, how you were training in like bite-sized bundle, it's the fourth, like,
got it.
It's bigger than anything else. So not everybody's going to jump in, but it's hopefully so enticing that they're like, yeah, I have this book, I have these videos, but I'm missing community. Then yeah. I really just want to do it all live and in person together. Okay.
All right, let's go down this rabbit hole. Okay.
Okay.
So first, it lights you up. I've heard you talk about it several times, which is a good sign that, like, I would never want to force, like, even if I think I have a better idea than you, it would be useless of me to share it with you because you want to head here and it's lighting you up. So you'll have the passion to actually do it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is I think you found where you want to go and what you want to do. All right. So I think that's a great place because you've said it a few times and that means it's important to you. Right. Now, my one hesitation with you is I think with right what you're doing right now, your fourth tier is going to be hard to sell.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah. I have a mastermind. We do in-person retreats and really retreats this year are in-person / virtual. Okay. I have 15 powerhouses and 4 of them are committing to coming right now.
Wow.
The other 9 are not sure. Okay. They may be virtual. So even though the people that aren't coming are like not happy about it, like sad about it. One's in New York. One is Canadian. They're like, I literally can't go or I have to quarantine and do this. And like, that sucks. Right. So my only hesitation is there's like 2 ways I see it. One is you're going to have a hard time getting people to show up. Okay. Yeah. They're not going to buy it. 2, the other side is that so many people aren't even doing it that some people might be like, wow, this is the only thing I've actually seen in person. And this might be cool. And they might want to do it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now I had a client who did a retreat, did the whole works, lawyer involved, contract signed, COVID waiver, everything. It turned out to be a nightmare. Everybody got COVID. I'm talking even the person hosting it. And it was messy and it did more damage to her brand at the end. Like she was like, I would never have done it. Like I wish I didn't do it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So my only thing is this could be good. I would wait a little bit longer before I started publicly doing retreats. That's my only thought. Okay. With Powerhouse, like the 4 that want to come, and maybe there'll be more. I think there's going to be more. But I'm comfortable with them. We know each other well. We're close. We talk all the time, right? Like it's a different relationship than somebody buying a one-time retreat with you that you don't know, and you don't know how they're going to react if they catch it, they give it, you let somebody there, they don't think you cleaned well enough. Like who knows?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I know I don't want to scare you, but I have to tell you where my brain is going. I will not bring back public events open to the public until this has settled down. I'll only keep the small intimate retreats. But then that made me think like, but I bet other people will do retreats too, right? Like, so that's where I'm like, oh, I don't know that this could be good, but there's also some pros and cons, right? Mm-hmm. So now the fourth tier, you could be pre-selling something 6 months away. You could be getting yourself some more time because people are getting more comfortable. Hopefully states and countries will be more generous with their laws and recommendations requirements. So if you were going to do it, get that date further out. So people, especially like even a date in summer, people were way more laid back in summer than they are in the middle of flu season. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could have a retreat where there's like an outdoor space and you're outside and like that could be a possibility for you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Well, okay. And I think that's what I thought. Like I've already found a place for May or June that's in San Diego. That's just gorgeous. Yeah. And then
California is so strict. You looked into like, will they allow it? Can you have this in there? Can you have this many people? Like, have you done that research?
Yeah. Well, the idea with the retreat of just, it would actually be so small that it wouldn't be like, hey, come be around 15 people. Yes. It's literally like 6 to 8 people.
Okay.
And then we would work through the process of like, what do they need to show up? Like I had the chance to go to Hawaii earlier this year and there were so many COVID like steps that we knew, you know, the 72-hour pre-testing. And then we knew that like when we got there, that we'd have to prove everything and so all the steps. But I think because of, as an event planner, I can plan weddings and I know that people, you know, weddings are not going anywhere, but just to have to reinvent everything that I do to be like, let's do something digital. And I just don't, I feel like that would be another 2 to 3 months of work. And right now I have funnels ready to go, ready to put ads behind like the same funnel, but one targets wedding, one targets dinner parties, one targets.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that's all you can do when you're kind of playing a waiting game in a space where it's not back to normal, right? Mm-hmm. So I think you're in good shape there. I think this bundle could be good for you. I think it's a good like kind of like time killer while you're waiting for things to kind of get back and ready. The only other thing I want you thinking about is do the math on the profit margin of this retreat. How much you have to charge, what is it costing? And you have to figure out like all of the things, right? Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, I'm doing one in April, the space I'm renting, the food for lunch. Am I going to give a gift when they arrive? What else? I'm just making up this stuff now. Are there name tags? These are things you have to pay for.
Oh, totally.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh shoot, I thought I was making $2,000 a person. And now it's like teeny tiny profit margin. Sure. So make sure that when you're doing something like this, that fourth tier, you're really figuring out the math to say like, is this even worth it for that much money? Okay.
That's funny that you say that, because even just as an event planner, I still consider all those things. So I have considered, you know, my overhead and my cleaning fees and all of those.
Okay, good, good.
But with the traffic code and all of the stuff that we learn about pulling out the ads, when you're like, oh, I need to spend, you know, $5,000 to get 5,500 back. And you're like, is that, you know, so what is the cost per lead and all of that? Is it worth it?
And you will not know until you start testing, and you're in a very different space. So with the faith-based space, you might go to put this out there and it might be so much better than what we're seeing in fitness or in business, or, you know what I mean? So you won't know until you try it. We just had somebody that was doing like something in the bakery space, and she was getting like 26 cents a lead or something stupid like that. Right. So it's like, who are you? What space are you in? You won't know until you try.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So when you were talking with one of the other girls earlier, you were saying, is that what you said? Like, what's the good, you were talking about conversion rate, but is there a good cost per lead that.
Were you on the VIP call? Is that what you were saying? Or no?
No. Earlier in our call.
No, in the VIP call I just did with Foot Traffic. This is a great example. Her cost per lead was like $3.61 and she was unhappy. But the earnings per lead were like $30 and something. So I'm like, wait a minute. So when you say what's a good cost per lead, well, it depends. What did you earn per that lead, right? So her cost per lead was $3 and she was making $30 and she wasn't happy because it used to be cheaper. And I'm like, listen, you're handing Facebook $3 and they're handing you $30. You don't get to be upset. Like, you just keep cranking those things out, right? So the cost per lead all determines, it's only good or bad when you say like, but what did you make?
Yes.
And we won't know that until you get started with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A cost per lead could be $50 and that could sound scary, but if you were making $350 back on that lead, you'd be okay with it, right? Mm-hmm. So absolutely. You won't know until you're actually in it and you have those numbers to track.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that makes sense.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, I was going to ask if you had any ideas how I could use my video as a lead magnet, but you need to watch that video.
I will watch it. It's so funny. I literally just showed it on the boot camp, so I know exactly what it is. I obviously don't press play because they're all watching, but it's a beautiful page of what we showed off. Okay. So how do you use it as a lead magnet? What is the call to action?
Well,
is there a call to action?
Yeah, at the end of it, it's just like, if you have an idea and you want to bring it to life, like, let's talk.
Okay, that's fine. So what I would do is, first of all, you could run that video as just a video view campaign.
Okay.
Just to get eyeballs on it and to get people to see it. Now, if the call to action isn't great and isn't clear, you could add like a picture on the back of that video that says, click the link, go here, do whatever. But in the captions, you're going to have like where to go or what to do next. So you should be okay just using that if they want to watch that video and then go to the next link.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because right now the done for you funnel, and then I went ahead and copied it because I wanted to do a tripwire with a checklist and all these things. But the done for you funnel right now starts with sign up for a consultation. So it's So it really is, I'd love to be selling something through it, but
so
I just need to rework that.
Okay, so I obviously just saw it. So when I went there and then the next page is just like, thanks, come say hi on Instagram or something like that, right?
Right.
That page could be you selling something right away.
So that page I turn into, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
That's somebody else's phone.
That's okay.
So that page I turn into a checklist. Like before you go, here's the opportunity, and it's super, super cheap.
Oh, but perfect. It's for sale. Okay.
But if you don't want to hire an event planner or you can't afford it, like why not get started right away? Or why not get started before we have our consultation call? Here's your perfect $17 wedding checklist for 12 months out.
Okay. So no, that's amazing. And you could probably run ads directly to like a checklist opt-in page.
Okay.
So like, even though that's great and where it is, you're good. I would make a standalone free, not freebie because it's for sale, but I would make a opt-in type page where you're going right from a Facebook ad to that $17 checklist.
Okay. And then the video after that of like,
well, the video could be, there's so many ways to do this and it's not like there's one way to do it. Like you could test video to the, you want the video to be talking about the $17 offer, right? So you'd maybe do just a standard video where I'm on camera, press play, and I'm like, hey, if you like this, blah, 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 right? And I would just send a video to the checklist. You could do a graphic to the checklist. You could do that video view campaign and try to send it to the, I mean, you could do so many things. Okay. It's like, which one's working and how do we scale that one?
No, I love that. That gives me something to test. So yeah. Okay. And it's like all up here. And then even just the bite-sized bundle that I created yesterday, I'm like, if you spend like 7 hours creating this, you're like, I want to at least try it.
For sure. For sure. Like get it out. Let's see what happens. Dive in now to Michelle's traffic and conversion code. See like what you need to be doing on Facebook ads. And then let's see what happens and what you bring in. And we'll just keep testing from there.
Cool. Thank you so much.
I'm excited for you with this bundle. Yeah. What is your favorite part of foot traffic? What is most helpful for you? Like, what do you like about the program?
Yeah, I know the other girls have said the traffic code. That is immensely helpful because I've done social media for years, but all the ad stuff is, and especially with the new iOS update and the pixels all of that stuff.
It's a whole new ball game. If your Facebook ad course didn't update anything or give you any details, I would stop running your Facebook ads right now. Like it's scary what they're doing and how different it is right now.
Yeah, but it's so helpful. And then even just as a creative, my brain has 100 ideas every day. So it helps actually getting ideas from ladies that have, like you've tested it, you've gone before us. You're like, you know, what works. Yeah. So thank you.
You are so welcome, Wendy. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. And I look forward to keep touching base with you inside of Foot Traffic. Sounds good.
Thanks.
Yep. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed another episode of Strategizing with Stacey. These are Foot Traffic Formula clients that you are seeing as we're kind of working through some work together. You get a glimpse of what it's like to work with me in the program as well. I do live laser coaching every single week. So these are things we get to continue to touch base on. So have a great rest of your day. Check out the podcast this week. It was all about how to hire your first or next virtual assistant. And that aired on yesterday. So make sure to check it out. And I'll see you soon. Bye, everyone. If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to hang out with me for 5 days. Yes, join us in our next live 5-day bootcamp where we will be discussing 10 free or low-cost ways to drive more traffic. It's only $17 and you will be blown away by the content that we cover inside. Go to drivemoretraffic.net to get signed up and let's get you more visible.